Angus Campbell joined the Australian Army in 1981. He served on the ground in East Timor, commanded Australian forces deployed in the Middle East, and has served in staff appointments at the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. He's best known to many Australians for commanding the task force responsible for Operation Sovereign Borders, the federal government's strategy to combat people smuggling. He's been Chief of Army since 2016. His civilian boss, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, says his appointment is simply a case of the best man being chosen for the job.
There is only one person that can be the Chief of the Defence Force, and we have a lot of talent in our Australian Defence Force. We really do. We are blessed with a lot of talent, and I have to make the decision, ultimately, as to who I regard as the best person for the role, and my decision has been that Angus Campbell is the best person for this job.
Lieutenant General Campbell will take over from incumbent Defence Force Chief Mark Binskin when the latter's four-year contract expires in July. Mr Turnbull says Mr Binskin will be a formidable act to follow.
Now, in my time as Prime Minister, it has been a great privilege to work with Air Chief Marshal Binskin. During his period in command of the ADF, we've seen our defence forces commence operations in Iraq and Syria in the battle to degrade and defeat ISIL or Daesh, transition from combat to advise and assist in Afghanistan, and play a game-changing role in support of the armed forces of the Philippines in liberating Marawi from a ISIL insurgency.
Lieutenant General Campbell says he'll build on Mr Binskin's legacy. He says his appointment is both an honour and a massive responsibility.
It's a great privilege and honour to serve. It is also an extraordinary responsibility to lead and take care of the men and women of the Australian Defence Force.
But he's declined to comment on what he sees as the biggest threat to Australia's security. That fits in with his public image developed during Operation Sovereign Borders, when he became famous for stonewalling media inquiries. The federal opposition was, at the time, critical of the lack of transparency. But they're not holding that against Lieutenant General Campbell now, saying the military merely implements the priorities of the government of the day. Opposition leader Bill Shorten welcoming Lieutenant General Campbell's appointment.
This is a well-deserved appointment, and the Labor Party wholeheartedly supports the appointment of Angus Campbell to the very important position as Chief of Australia's Defence Forces.
Lieutenant General Campbell's appointment is just one of many personnel changes set to take place at the upper echelon of Australia's armed forces. Lieutenant General Campbell's deputy will be the Navy's Vice Admiral David Johnston, who currently serves as Chief of Joint Operations. The current Deputy Chief of the Defence Force, Ray Griggs, will retire from his position after more than 40 years in the military. Taking Vice Admiral Johnston's job as Chief of Joint Operations will be the Air Force's Air Vice Marshal, Mel Hupfield. Taking Lieutenant General Campbell's current job of Chief of Army will be his deputy, Rick Burr. And there will be a new Chief of Navy as well, current Rear Admiral Mike Noonan. None of the new appointments is female, though. It's a point acknowledged by the Defence Minister, ironically, the first female to hold that particular post. Maurice Payne says it's a situation that could soon change.
There aren't senior women at the very pinnacles of the three services, but that is, I think, positively described as a work in progress, led by the Chiefs, the current Chief of Army, the current Chief of Navy and the Chief of Air Force. They have done a significant amount of work with their senior women to bring them through the ranks and to work with them to ensure that they have the breadth of command experience that adds to their leadership, their existing leadership capabilities.
Mr Turnbull says the leadership renewal that's been announced will ensure a seamless transition. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.